led him to begin exploring Latin music. He and Panetta came together in a class on Afro-Venezuelan music and soon recognized their shared passions. So interesting. So it is 4 o'clock here at WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. So this new CD called Opaluna, it's a duo embarking on a journey of sonic experimentation, at first playing music for one another, then arranging jazz standards together, and then finally improvising together to discover unified voice. They would start from scratch, just improvising out of nowhere and seeing what happens. Panetta recalls, "We knew we didn't want to do the traditional swing thing or play bolero normally. We wanted to blend everything we are and wanted to do it in a modern way." So the song that we heard was called Bridges and sums up Opaluna's approach while paying homage to the multicultural diversity of their Bay Area home. She says, "It's pretty startling to be able to walk down one street and travel the world at the same time." Salcido says, "The song is a metaphorical journey from one side of a bridge to the other. And during that trip across the bridge, it changes feels and tempos from one culture subject to another, which is something that really resonates with us because we're trying to bridge all these different stories and backgrounds." Okay, so thanks to the folks at Kate Smith Promotions who sent that to me. Okay, in fact, if you want to find out more about their artists, you can go to katesmithpromotionsalloneword.com. www. Okay, now we have another new CD. I have all these wonderful new CDs. And let's just go for it.
Things change.
Okay, so that's really amazing. This CD is a it's a project. Case Langviers, I think I'm saying that right. So my friend Mark heard about this and he just thought it was so interesting, and that is quite exquisite. So this is Katie Lang and Nico Case and Laura Viers. These three folks decided to collaborate, and I guess they were at the Greek Theater. They launched a tour for their new debut, and Anti Records. It's an album of smart pop music for adults, uniting a trio of dynamic artists who aren't the most obvious collaborators. This is from a Globe article by James Reed. Originally an alt-country spitfire, Case has blossomed into an experimental rock chanteuse. Viers is a respected singer-songwriter with a gift for melody and quirk, and Lang, of course, is the Grammy-winning chameleon whose early forays on the fringes of country music led to thoughtful explorations of torchy pop and jazz. We have Lang to thank for this supergroup, which will perform. Okay, they were performing at the Newport Folk Festival that was last week, and also headlining at the Lowell Summer Music Series. That's all gone. Well, it certainly is very delicious. This is quite a long article. I'm not going to read it, but very interesting collaboration between these three artists. So probably hear some more of that. The other thing that is interesting, my friend Mark also pulled out this article from the Boston Globe about George Ween. He's assuring that the beat goes on for the Newport Jazz Festival. Apparently what he's done is he announced that Christian McBride, bassist, bandleader, radio personality, and budding impresario, will take charge as artistic director beginning with next summer's festival. And Danny Melnick, Ween's longtime associate producer, will now be promoted to producer. So there's been a number of changes the last couple of years, but this is going to assure that there'll be continuity as George Ween kind of hands over the reins. It's very interesting. He says, I'm going to sit back as much as I can, but you know me, if I'm healthy, I'll be there. I believe he's now 90 years old. the Newport Festival Foundation Board of Directors approached him about establishing a succession plan, which was pretty smart, actually. So that's a nice article by Bill Butler, a Globe correspondent. That was in Friday, July 29th of the Boston Globe. I didn't get to the festivals the last couple of years. I found it actually getting way too expensive. I always had press passes, but then where are you going to stay? And driving back and forth was not an option for me. So there you have it. Okay, so where are we going next right here? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's another track off of this beautiful CD that Avinom loaned me, Daniel Zamir, Chai Live. And what we heard was Hasar HaMemun, the appointed minister. Okay, I don't know why there's a buzz. That's kind of annoying. Not sure, maybe. Okay. So, the 5th Annual Street Festival continues. A Circle in the Square in Medford. They had one in June, they had one in July, and now August 18th, tomorrow, will be the last one. So they have live music, performances, art, food, shopping, and more. And it's from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. So you can go and enjoy yourself if you're there. You can also go to some of the farmers markets that are still happening, which is a wonderful thing. I know there's one in almost every community. Arlington has it on Wednesday. I think Somerville also, or maybe no, Cambridge. Not Union Square, what do I want to say? Davis Square. Yes, there's one in Davis Square. And I know on Thursdays there's one in Belmont. Anyway, so I want to share with you a letter that is kind of important. Regavim call to action. Take a stand for Susia. Write to Prime Minister Netanyahu. From Josh Haston, International Director of Regavim. Dear friends of Regavim, it's time for action. The Israeli Supreme Court on Monday gave the government a 2-day extension on the deadline to deal with the illegal Arab squatters camp near the ancient Jewish town and modern-day Jewish community of Susia. We are urging supporters in Israel and abroad to write to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman to encourage them to take action against the illegal encampment. Immense pressure has been publicly put on the Israeli government by the U.S. State Department, European Union, and tens of anti-Israel NGOs to halt plans to move the illegal squatters. Now, these are illegal squatters. Okay. In the video, okay, you can't see the video. Josh Haston, Regavim's international director, calls on our supporters in Israel and abroad to strengthen the hand of the prime minister and defense minister as they are faced with tremendous pressure from the international community to permit the illegal squatters in Susia to remain on stolen Israeli state land. Please spend a moment to write to the prime minister and defense minister to let them know you support Israel's right to act as a sovereign power in her own land and implement the rule of law. Here are the email addresses for Prime Minister Netanyahu. B. Netanyahu, NetAnyahu, at knesset.gov.il. Or for Defense Minister Lieberman, A. Lieberman, LIEBERMAN, at Knesset, that's KNESSET.gov.il. Okay, so there's another little piece here, the meaning of an Olympic snub. Brett Stevens from the Wall Street Journal writes, commending, as we know by now, Israel has faced overt anti-Semitism from several Arab countries at this year's Olympic Games in Brazil. These include the Lebanese team refusing to share a bus ride with the Israeli contingent and an Egyptian who refused to shake an Israeli opponent's hand. At least the crowd booed him, and the Olympic Committee censured him. The intent of the article is not just to document the continued hatred of Israel by the Arab world, but to posit that this hatred is the reason for ongoing hostilities in the Middle East and for the continued backwardness of Arab societies. Several quotes of note from the article. Successful nations make a point of trying to learn from their neighbors. The Arab world has been taught over generations only to hate theirs. So long as an Arab athlete can't pay his Israeli opposite the courtesy of a handshake, the disease of the Arab mind and the misfortunes of its world will continue. For Israel, this is a pity. For the Arabs, it's a calamity. The hater always suffers more than the object of his hatred. Well, I have watched quite a lot of the Olympics, and of course we know that Elie Riesman has done very, very well, gold and silver, and there was, and I don't know the name, there was an Israeli woman who won in, what is the category? I read the article about it, and I don't have it in front of me. That's too bad. What category did she win in? I don't think it was wrestling. I'll have to see if I can locate that article. Maybe if I wander through my stuff, but I think it was, not sure where I put it. It won't be all these new ones. Going through email, it's hard to keep up. Well, let's see. I don't know if I put an asterisk by it. Well, it's probably going to take way too much to find it, unfortunately. Okay, so we'll get back to some music here on the Voicemobile.
Oh, Wenn Gott will, kommt er wieder. Nadambo, Tongambao.
Die Mame liegt auf der Erde, die Fieber. dies euch gezeugen, nie zu kein Mame, nie zu keine Chome.
I
So that was the Zimmer Ensemble, Das Kind liegt in der Wiege. That's from the Rescued Treasure live at Gorky Berghain. Wonderful. I played several selections off of that. So going back, before that, the Eden Rachel Project, Im If Thou Wisheth. All right, from the Eden Rachel Project. Daniel Zamir before that, 54 Live. And Zimmer Ensemble Kaddish, Der Jüdische Soldat live. And Shlomo Karbach, Harachaman, Hu Yokim from Live in England. Daniel Zamir Hassar Hamemun from Alive. And Case Langviers from Greens of June. Okay, so let's see, we've got 5 minutes here. Just about. Let's play something from Shlomit and Rebbe Sol, The Seal of Solomon. And Chris Earle is here, so he will be coming at you. See you next week. Don't be late.
Greetings, Professor Balkan.
Good afternoon, Medford. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel, here with you till 7 p.m. All songs about science today.